Double shot Thursday, two from AC/DC at 7:50. Snow showers today, possible, and a high of 28. So the Super Bowl halftime show has taken on a bigger life than the Super Bowl. It is still rippling, and headlines and protests planned against Beyonce, and it's because of the halftime show that...
But they're not even protesting against... They're protesting at the NFL offices.
Right, for having a halftime show where she, you know, did basically a tribute to Malcolm X and the Black Panther's costumes with the fist in the air type thing, and...
And it was about the song that she had, a brand new song. That's why I think this whole thing... stinks of an album release. Stinks.
There's definitely quite a few clues to that, they said.
In the video, there's a portion of the video for the new song where spray painted on a wall, it says, "Stop shooting us," or "Stop killing us," or something along those. So it's about the Black Lives Matter thing. And and I'm just saying, if the NFL, there's no way the NFL said, "Yeah, no, that's cool. Let's get the Black Lives Matter thing out there during halftime of the Super Bowl."
Mm-hmm.
No way.
Right, but maybe like a lot of us, they didn't see, like we saw the halftime show, but we didn't see what was going on.
Right, so why?
Maybe they thought of it as, maybe they were pitched as and thought it was a tribute to Malcolm X during Black History Month. Maybe that's what they thought it was and didn't realize it would ripple like this. But I have no doubt in my mind they have full knowledge of that, saw the rehearsals. I mean, I think the whole thing, they knew what was going on. Brian Metal's on the line. Hey, Brian, what's going on?
Oh, another day in paradise. This Beyonce thing. Now, don't they have to practice their skit before they do it?
Yes.
Many times.
This could have been kiboshed way before it hit the field.
Yeah, but here's the thing. It was a new song, right? I don't think anybody knew. This is where Roger and I are disagreeing. It was a new song. They probably didn't rehearse it with full regalia. They probably didn't rehearse it looking like the Black Panthers or with the fists up in the air, that whole kind of thing. And they got it passed. They just did.
Now, there is no repercussion coming from this.
No, you know what's going to happen? If she's smart, she's releasing her album this week.
Yeah.
That's what this feels like to me. This feels like a big, giant album release thing, and it's all... You know, with basically giving the NFL the, you got used. I think. Roger thinks they had to know. I think it's impossible that they did know, because if they did know, there's no way they would have let the Super Bowl be a place for them to make a statement about things like Ferguson and Black Lives Matter. No way.
What a statement. Absolute ridiculous.
No way. Thanks, Bri.
You have a great day, fellas.
By the way, there are some clues, apparently. I was reading this in the Daily News about, like, her hairstylist said, "My life's about to blow up." Someone else she knows waiting on a Beyonce album. The album has been recorded. There's already been references to that in interviews and stuff. And they rushed to make that video before the Super Bowl. So all those things are leading to that. And she drops albums as a surprise. They don't make a big six-month announcement.
Right.
So it all points to that she's got it coming.
But now, why do this protest? The protest is scheduled for the 16th from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Outside the NFL offices.
Right. So when they're there.
And let's be honest, it's February.
Yeah.
Unless the police unions get involved in this whole thing, because they're really pissed off, because they feel like it was an anti-police thing. Mm-hmm. Who's standing outside for 8 hours in February?
Right. They better hope the weather's really good, or that will hurt the protest. Yeah. 7:54. Here's Ted.
Right now on
102.3 WBAB, Roger and JP. 7:58, we're just talking about the Beyonce halftime show, which has some sort of life, because there's people who are offended by it, and people who thought it was great, and people who were surprised that there was so much going on at halftime that we didn't notice, and it's become a thing, and Beyonce kind of saluting Malcolm X and the Black Panthers, and so hence the controversy. Billy Mack, Private Eye, ex-New York City Transit. Billy, what do you got?
You know, a couple of years ago, Janet Jackson... a nipple pops out during a halftime show.
Right.
And the NFL trips over themselves trying to say how sorry they are. "Oh, we're so sorry. We're sorry that we harmed children. We're sorry, we're sorry, we're sorry." With this thing, the silence is deafening.
Yeah, they haven't
said
a word.
Because what do you do, Billy? You come out and say, "We had no idea, and we are against it." So now the NFL says, "We're against Black Lives Matter," and now they piss off 3/4 of their players and coaches and everybody else. They got to just curl up. What they have to do is they have no choice but to curl up and weather the storm.
Nah, I disagree.
And hope they lose, and hope they don't lose advertisers, which I don't think they will.
I disagree. Black Lives Matter movement is all based upon libeling the police and lies, and the Black Panther movement assassinated police officers. And you don't come out and say anything in regards to either one of those things?
Yeah, they definitely could have put out a statement without taking sides. They could have put out some sort of statement saying, you know, we will look into halftime shows further in the future. We didn't put it under enough of a microscope, without saying we're dumb because we didn't realize or whatever. I think there's a way to do it, but they haven't said a word.
Hey, listen, are the police unions going to be involved with that protest? Do you know?
Yes, they are. The National Association of Police Organizations sent Goodell a letter.
Now they're going to deal with it. Now they have to deal with it.
And now that protest will be big.
Thanks, Billy.
All right, boy.
Good info.
Later, man.
All right, so that gives you an idea. February 16th will be a big protest.
I wonder if Beyonce had a police escort on the way to the stadium.
I think I've seen that, yes, of course. Yes.
That's interesting.
It's 102.3 WBAB, Long Island's number one rock station. Roger and JP. Roger and JP. It's 8:04, Double Shot Thursday. That's the first one from Queen. Talking about the Beyonce halftime show. There's a wide range of opinions. I mean, watch the halftime show. I didn't even notice all this was going on, and it's become quite a thing. I think it's a lot of people's experience with it.
Because we were drunk.
even if I was staring right at it, I don't know why. I didn't comprehend it that way. Good morning.
Because you're not ready to deal with race. Or deal with issues during
this.
You're looking at it for entertainment. You're not looking to deal with, you know, issues.
That's true. Hey, BAB, go ahead. What's going on?
Hey, first of all, you know, Beyonce, what a stupid bitch. she, first of all, anything happens to her, she's out of her house. And who's the first people she's going to call to help her?
Her security team.
Okay. Right.
And she does nothing but, you know, support, let's kill the cops. The cops suck. The thing that not to this degree, but years ago, the Dixie Chicks, they slammed George Bush when he was president.
Right.
All the country stations stopped playing their music. Walmart quit selling their CDs. They freaking disappeared. They've been gone for like 10 years, and now they're just coming back. So, you know, I know the radio stations that play her music would never do something like this. But, you know, that's the point that needs to be
No,
made.
Because
she might be too big for them to stop playing her music.
Not even that. What happens is, if they stop playing it, now this radio station is viewed as racist.
And that is part of the problem. And she's way bigger than the Dixie Chicks. So we'll see.
The Dixie Chicks were that big?
If you stop playing Beyonce, people will stop listening to you. That's how big she is. Dixie Chicks, I don't think people care that much.
Ted?
They were big. The problem is the Dixie Chicks were alienating their own audience. Beyonce playing, you know, playing to this crowd agrees with the Black Lives Matter movement.
Right on.
102.3 WBAB, Roger and JP, Double Shot Thursday. Oh! 102.3 WBAB, Long Island's number one rock station. Double Shot Thursday, two from Queen. Roger and JP, it's 8:10. Snow showers possible today, high of 28.
You know what the halftime show of the Super Bowl is not supposed to do?
Mm-hmm.
Create conflict.
Mm.
That's not what's supposed to happen.
Just supposed to entertain.
That Bruno Mars kid's pretty good. Did you see U2 at the Super Bowl? They were really good.
Yeah.
Did you see the Who? They were kind of boring. You see McCartney? McCartney was great.
Yeah.
That's what it's supposed to do. It's not supposed to divide. It's not supposed to create back and forth between groups. It's not supposed to do anything. It's supposed to bring everybody together.
Yeah.
That's why I thought the Santana thing was so interesting.
Yeah, Carlos Santana put out a statement. It's
right. So Carlos was used in like little back and forths features, little vignettes about San Francisco and people from San Francisco that go in and out of spots.
Right, the area around the Super Bowl, yeah.
And Carlos released a statement on his Facebook page to the NFL and to CBS, and I thought it was great. He writes, Dear NFL CBS, I would like to take this opportunity to thank you for both to thank you both for including me as a part of your Super Bowl entertainment. I do feel compelled to point out to you that the halftime show should have included some of the local iconic bands that the world would have loved to see perform. Bands like Metallica, Steve Miller, Journey, and yours truly. He writes, we would have rocked that halftime show and done the San Francisco Bay Area proud. This is just an invitation for you to consider iconic bands as part of your halftime entertainment. Real live music, real live vocals, and give the audience real live chills. Carlos Santana.
Oh, wow. Real life chills. That's cool.
Yeah.
That's a good phrase.
So basically, Carlos Santana just dropped his balls on the NFL at the CBS.
I mean, that's not a bad idea. They move the Super Bowl to a different city every year, and you feature bands or acts or I don't care what type of music it is from that area. That's not bad.
And they come out and they do the hits. Idea. Carlos Santana's going to come out and do Smooth, maybe Oye Como Va. You bring Journey out there. They're going to do Any Way You Like It. Don't Stop Believing.
The whole world knows that
Steve
song.
Steve Miller's going to come out and do Take Your Money and Run.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And they're going to do hits. That's the thing about the Beyonce thing. When's the last time somebody did the Super Bowl and didn't do a hit? Hmm. A song that was already hit.
Yep. Well, we'll see where this thing goes. And if the NFL ever says a word, so far, nothing. It's 8:13. Here's Ted.
Right now on the LIE westbound, we've got lots of traffic from Nichols Road down into Deer Park Avenue and then again into the Seaford.